Okay, so we skipped a week. Hey, we told you that was going to happen, right?
Yep.
We get busy. What are we supposed to do?
Nothing we can do.
Get what you get. It's worth every bit that y'all pay for it. But here it is, June the 22nd, 2024, and we are doing a new place-by-place fishing report just for you.
Yay.
I literally had to drag Robert back here to do this. Yeah, I'm letting you know what I do for you, okay? So,
gotta take care of the floor. That pays the bills for this.
Regardless of his level of excitement of being here, we're going to squeeze a place-by-place fishing report out of him anyway. And it's going to start with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek. Robert, make report, Robert. Make it.
Mayan cichlids. A few mangrove snapper, and a couple of tilapia. That's about it. It's the only reports I've gotten. That was a gentleman fishing with his grandsons up there. Off the dock.
Off the dock.
They got them on shrimp and worms.
Frozen shrimp and live worms.
Yep.
You think the other docks up there have some too?
Oh, I'm sure. That's pretty normal.
I think all the docks probably have some.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm sure there's plenty of them.
If you don't have a dock up there, that's okay. Somebody else has a dock.
Right.
And you can go right up to it and fish it from the boat.
Yes. Give it a shot.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Got no reports.
No reports from that area. The US 41 Bridges and Live Oak Point Park.
Very mixed reports. Lots of snapper. Lots of mangrove snapper. Some good-sized ones. I know we talked about it earlier, but this is the time of year when they're leaving the canal systems and getting ready to head offshore, so...
We talked about it earlier on the Radio Waterline Show. This is a totally different thing.
I know.
Not everybody listens to the Radio Waterline Show, you know.
Not everyone listens to this. Not everyone reads it, like the guy last week who called up all upset why we didn't have a report, and I said, did you not read the caption up above?
Well...
He didn't like that.
It's hard sometimes.
I know, but we try to do our best.
We do what we can.
But he was not happy about it. It's Father's Day weekend. We were just busier.
We were hustling. We were running.
Yeah. Got to pay the bills.
Literally. Literally running.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So we have mixed reports here. Good mangrove snapper.
A few small bull sharks. Heard of one legal cobia. I actually saw the picture of it. So, and then a few small snook. And then one guy said that there was some juvenile tarpon rolling there the other morning, but he couldn't hook anyone to know why.
So okay.
I explained to him that just good luck.
Keep trying.
Yep.
Keep throwing.
He was actually going to go out there this morning because they're here for two more days. So he's going to go over there and give it a shot.
Yes, and that's what it takes, persistence.
Mm-hmm.
That is your number one juvenile tarpon bait.
And then luck.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
But luck only comes if you're persistent.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
The Lashley Seawall.
A couple of small mangrove snapper and a couple bigger mangrove snapper. But that is all I've heard. Well, I take that back. Lots of catfish. Plenty of those.
Okay. Hardheads or?
Hardheads.
Sepcats.
Nah, hardheads. There's no shortage of those around right now.
Okay. The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier. Let's see, a couple small sharks. That's it.
Okay.
Just a couple small bull sharks. I was trying to think what else he said he hooked, but I don't remember what it was, but it was not like, ooh boy.
All
right. Probably catfish.
Tell you, we are ripping through this report. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
That's been really quiet, except for the mangrove snapper. I've heard of some good mangrove snapper and a lot of little mangrove snapper, but the neat part is they're still under the dock and out away from the dock. So everyone, the couple kids that came in again that had been catching them, they're using a little split shot or they're just throwing it out there as far as they can with no weight on it, just letting it drift around, and that's where they're catching, how they're catching their snapper.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago they caught trout and snapper, but now this time they just caught some snapper.
All right, the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Well, mangrove snapper again. That's going to be the theme for this talk. All assorted sizes. They get bigger and more numbers as you get to the mouths of the canals.
Now, hold on a sec, though. You mentioned that this is going to
pardon me, I'm sorry.
This is going to be the theme. So, why is it the theme?
Because they're migrating out of the canals to head offshore. So that's why you're seeing quite a few bigger ones. And the bigger ones are being stupid like the little guys are.
So this is a trend that we can go ahead and get accustomed to and say, hey, I'm going to have mangrove snapper around my dock for the next 3 months.
No, you got a couple weeks tops.
And that's it.
Yep.
Then it's kaput.
Yep. Then they move offshore to spawn, and the bigger ones usually stay out there.
So this is one of those situations where it's like, hey, get while the getting's good, because it ain't going to last.
Yes, exactly.
This is like blackberry season.
Yeah.
You wait for it, you see that it's coming, you watch the little red berries develop, and then the blackberries are here, and there's way too many blackberries. You couldn't possibly eat that many blackberries. And then 2 weeks later, just a couple dried up berries left, and that's it. That's all. It's gone.
It's gone. That's what happens.
So.
There's also been some black drum in the canals. Some of them are in bigger schools. Most of them are in small little groups of 2 to 6. Just depends on which canal you're in. Plus, they're moving around a lot. And then I've heard of a few jacks, a couple of small bull sharks, and a handful of small snook. Most of my snook have left, too. They left, like, right around the same time as all that rain came down. The majority of them left.
Good timing.
Yeah. No. Kind of strange.
Any more about them sand bream?
I've heard of a few catching them, but not a lot this week.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's because the snapper are a little bit more aggressive right now, so
that
the sand
bream
are sitting back going, well, just wait for seconds. That ain't going to happen.
Wait for these guys to be gone.
Yeah.
The Elge Bean Pier would be our next spot, except it kind of burnt, so it kind of isn't our next spot, and
probably
won't be fishing there for a while.
Nope.
So that brings us to the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
There's been a lot of juvenile tarpon there in the mornings at the bridge itself. Not really anybody hooking them, but they're definitely seeing them. And then going down towards the northwest end of the Myakka cutoff, a few snook, a couple of juvenile tarpon being seen up in there. One gentleman did catch it was one or two redfish, I can't remember, but one of them was on a fly. So he was super excited about that because he's just blind casting around the corners. His first redfish ever on a fly, so I can't remember if he caught two or not, though.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he soak it in menhaden oil first?
Nope. It was just kind of lightly jigging it along the bottom.
Okay. The South Gulf Cove Canals.
Yeah. Yay. I got no reports in there.
No reports.
I guess they did open the locks for a little bit.
I kept getting emails, and it's hard to tell because they reported what they were going to do, where they were going to open the locks, and then the locks were closed because they weren't functioning right, and then they were going to open the locks to let in some high tide water to raise the water levels. And the stupid thing is, the county sends you an update to the report, but they don't actually just change the wording. What they do instead is they send you the original report, and then they change some of the words to red, and then they put lines through other words.
Right.
So, it's like, okay, well, what were you planning to do, and what are you going to be doing, and you're making this harder than it needs to be. Just tell me what's happening.
Right.
Don't line through things and red letter other things. Simplify.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would they do such a thing?
It
makes too much sense.
Wackadoos.
Yes.
Wackadoos. But if you have reports for the South Gulf Cove Canals, please give Robert a call at the shop, 941-625-3888. And the only reason that I was able to give the number is because I'm actually reading it off the screen right here.
That was quick. That was good.
Well, yeah. All right. So that'll bring us to the West Wall.
There's scattered snook and redfish under the bushes up and down the entire shoreline. The majority of them are better numbers down south, but they're scattered all over along under the bushes and at the mouths of the creeks. Okay. Most everyone who's catching them, there's a few guys catching them on topwaters, but most everyone's catching them on either a shad tail or a shrimp. A couple guys did catch some on white bait, but those were the guys that were just primarily looking for snook and little baby ones at that. You know, it's just the name of the game. White bait's a good numbers game, not a quality game.
Okay. How about cut ladyfish?
Hasn't started working well yet, but it will be any day now. I'd say within the next couple weeks.
Okay.
They are seeing a few juvenile tarpon, too, on the inside of the sandbar. Not a lot, but enough worth mentioning. Because once we get a little bit more rain, they should start to push out on those flats there and can be, I wouldn't say targetable, but definitely more abundant where you can give them a shot. Especially if you're a fly fisherman. Those guys seem to have very good luck at them over there with that. Much better than the average person going over there throwing bait or lures.
Right. Okay, anything else here?
Nope.
No sharks?
Not until you get down way down to Cape Hayes.
Okay, well, the Cape Hayes Bar is our next spot, so we'll just reserve the sharks for there.
Okay. That's where we're at now?
Cape Hayes Bar, Robert.
Oh, okay, hey. We got some sharks down there.
Okay, awesome.
They're mostly on the Boca Grande side of it, right along the edge of that drop-off, but they're getting some black nose, black tips, sharp nose, a few bonnet heads, but not very many. And then they are also getting Spanish mackerel and ladyfish in that same area along the edge of that drop-off. Some guy had surface temperature going, doing the cut between Muddy Cove and Turtle Bay there. He had 91 point something.
Terrifying.
Yeah. A little warm.
A little warm indeed. Take a swim. Yeah. It won't be refreshing in any way. Turtle and Bull Bays.
Turtle and Bull Bay is definitely the better spots if you want redfish and a lot of little snook. They're up under the bushes. They're also scattered on some of the oyster bars. And they're eating both white bait and shrimp in there. Had several guys catch a few handful of redfish on white bait. And then they're also seeing a couple of sharks cruising around in there of assorted sizes. And then they're also catching some bigger mangrove snapper, like up underneath the shacks inside Bull Bay. And even a few under the mangroves. But mostly under the shacks.
Okay.
No trout to speak of. Yeah, that's about it.
Why no trout, Robert?
I don't know. It's probably a little warm.
It's only 91 degrees. I don't see the problem.
Yeah, Tom from Brent's store did good on the redfish the other day. He caught him on the mirror lure marsh minnow.
Okay.
I think he said, I'd have to read his text again, but he caught a 4 or 5 redfish, all on artificials.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
We are now to the Cape Hayes Reef Danger Reef area.
A few of the small sharks, the black nose, sharp nose, black tips, and a few Spanish mackerel. I have not heard of the snapper being there yet, but that could be any day now. The only way I've seemed to have done okay on the mangrove snapper there has been definitely using chum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do you chum for mangrove snapper without bringing all the sharks around?
They come around anyway. Nothing you can really do about that. But the pleasant bycatch is an occasional cobia. Whether it'll be legal size or not is a different ball game, but usually That chum, in addition to your boat being there, usually brings in a cobia.
Okay.
So that'll be a pleasant bycatch.
Gasparilla Sound.
Well, let's see. Three Sisters, that's where there's been some trout. And then over there by Sandfly, but closer to the intercoastal in that 5 to 6 feet of water, been some trout of okay size. Not giants, but at least 15 to 16 inches. And then all along the shoreline, there's a mixed bag of snook and redfish, along with a few mangrove snapper. It's definitely a little quieter over there for the mangrove snapper.
Okay. The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Well, there's been a lot of snook at night being caught off of there. Mostly on the smaller side. But there's also been a handful of sharks. One guy hooked a good-sized tarpon off of there the other night, off the pier itself. And then during the daytime, they've been hooking a few tarpon right there, going out through the little Gasparilla Pass. And then the mangrove snapper are starting to stack up around all those along the trestle and underneath the two bridges there.
You just meant Gasparilla Pass, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I know, details matter. I just call it whatever everybody calls it, so it's easier.
Black grouper.
Black grouper?
Yeah, black grouper. And then a true black grouper, or a carbo.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're two different animals?
Well, yeah, because a black grouper is a gag grouper.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Captain Mike Myers taught me.
I know.
So, just call them what everybody else calls them. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The funny part is, it's not even a part of their Latin name, is it?
No. No, it isn't.
So you just call them carbos just because carbon black?
Yeah, carburita. Carburita is apparently the Cuban name for them.
Oh, okay. I guess I could see that.
At least that's what I was told. I didn't ask a Cuban. I was told that by a very, very white person.
Okay.
So that could be completely wrong.
Yeah, could be.
He did seem old and salty, so maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
When the Cubans call and complain?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. That brings us to Lemon Bay. Now, hold on a second, because if you don't have any reports for Lemon Bay, do you have any reports?
I have no reports for Lemon Bay.
Okay. So, for the last two times, it has said, Crystal Ball says there should be snook since they love Stump Pass so much and some trout around the grass. Does that still hold true?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll just copy this, and we'll use it yet again.
Okay.
There we go.
Unfortunately, it's...
I just want to see how many times in a row we can use this same report.
Well, it's like Gulf Cove. I just don't get as many reports from there. Even when the Inglewood Fishing Club sends me reports, 8 out of 10 of those guys have just left Gasparilla. You know, just left Gasparilla Marina. Made a left. They sound like Mike. Make a left out of my marina. Left.
But if you have reports for the Lemon Bay area, Robert would love to have those reports, not just for purposes of this place-by-place fishing report, but also for his own education and edification. And you can once again reach him at 941-625-3888. That wasn't your cell number, was it? Okay, good. Because you can't take it back once you say it.
Yeah, I know.
I have to be careful. Any reports from the Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge?
Spanish mackerel and a few mangrove snapper. Those mangrove snapper have been small, though. I haven't heard of any big ones there.
Are they going to be big in a week?
I would expect them to be. The funny part is I got no reports on snook this week from off of there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not good, interesting, but...
No.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't even know what's going on with all those.
Okay, Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks.
Well, not too many people have been offshore this week just because of the wind. Everyone I talked to was near shore, like within 10 miles. But Spanish mackerel, some mangrove snapper.
Wait, hold on a second. Stop.
Why?
Because I have to type the thing faster that you said.
That's like talking to Ron out there a minute ago. He was saying that he was supposed to go Wednesday, and there were 5 to 6 footers out there, so they canceled the trip. Mm. That's what I've been hearing mixtures of.
Yeah. All right. Now you can carry forward with the fishing report starting from the beginning part.
Okay.
So, because I had to put that wind part thing.
Spanish mackerel out to the power poles, so what is that, 8 miles or so?
Okay.
Some mangrove snapper, some grunts and porgies, a few lane snapper. Most of them are small, except for that one that the guy got that was like 14 inches or something like that. 14, 16, I don't remember. But decent for that close to shore.
I didn't type lane snapper. I typed land snapper. What's a land snapper?
Not going there. Not going there.
Land snapper.
Going. Okay. One guy did hook a permit out there at the power pole reef. He saw the fish shining down there, saw him on his fish finder, put down a crab. His son got to fight it for about a minute and a half, and then the hook pulled.
Wow.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah. But he's excited because he's been hopping the reefs for like the last 3 weeks trying to get his son to catch his first permit, and they finally at least hooked one.
It's a start.
So he was happy.
Okay. So we didn't talk about red snapper very much due to that wind issue.
Right. And red grouper closes in a week.
Red grouper closes at the end of this month, buddy.
So a little over a week.
Now, the nice thing is if you look at our marine forecast for the upcoming immediate future, it looks pretty darn calm out there. Now, of course, that's just a marine forecast, and you need to take that regular weather forecast into effect also. So.
Yes.
If they're calling for variable winds 5 knots or less in calm seas, well, that's great. But don't expect that if you have a thunderstorm 30 miles across, that it's also going to be variable winds 5 knots or less in calm seas underneath that.
Nope. Be a washing machine.
So plan ahead. Think about it.
Yes.
Plan to avoid the storms. But, yeah, if you have red grouper dreams, your legal time slot is coming to a rapid end, and I'm not expecting them to be open again until January 1st, 2025, which sounds like a really long time from now.
Yeah. Well, it kind of is.
2025.
If you're a bug, that's 100 lifetimes.
You're never going to make it.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else to report here for this...
No? Got nothing.
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay. And that brings us to the Venice Jetties and Pier.
Spanish mackerel off the Venice Jetties and the pier.
Okay.
And then there's been quite a few snook and some mangrove snapper there at the jetties.
Are these good mangroves?
No, they're still a little on the small side.
But next week?
I would say so, yes.
Plan accordingly.
Yep.
All right. Anything from Punarassa?
Nothing.
Okay. Redfish Pass?
Nothing.
Captiva Pass?
Few snook, few tarpon, and yeah. That's it.
All right. Boca Grand Pass?
Let's see. Kind of tarpon.
Kind of tarpon? What are you talking about?
They should have went nuts, but they didn't. So I was talking to a guy out front when we first got here. He was out there last night. He said there was maybe a couple hundred fish in the pass in the Coast Guard hole, or the deep hole, he called it, because he didn't know.
Right.
But he saw boats out past the bell buoy. So he's like, well, there's the boats out there. He went out there, and he said there was maybe 1,000 or so fish. Saw 2 boats hook up. That's it. And then he said the crabs were flowing pretty good. He was out there until 9:45 when he came back in because those fish were just slowly moving their way offshore. And he didn't feel like chasing them much farther than where he was at.
Okay.
And while we've been sitting here, Austin just texted me and they went 5 for 6 last night. And he said hardly any fish in the pass. Let's see. Yeah. Nope. 6 for 6 last night. Hardly any fish.
6 for 6?
Yep.
Damn.
Hardly any fish. So, that's...
Well, 6 for 6 is pretty good for hardly any fish.
Right.
I mean, you get times where those fish are just stacked up in their millions and you go 0 for 0, so...
Well, and he's fishing on a drift boat, so those drift boats tend to be a little bit better for some situations.
Okay.
But the other guy did say that the crabs are flowing good, and Austin was out there the night before, and he said the crabs are flowing pretty good, too. But he said the sharks were really bad the night before. So, been a little funky on the tarpon. But I also know there's been a few Spanish in there, and the snapper should start to stack in there pretty good. Because it's just going to be that time of year.
And remember, no porgy rigs in Boca Grande Pass.
Not in Boca Grande.
That is illegal because of the change to tarpon rules.
Does that include the whole month of July, or is that just end in July?
That is, no, that's all the time.
All year?
Yeah. Okay. Those gear rules are all year.
Okay.
The same rule that makes the old Boca Grande Pass tarpon jig illegal makes your porgy rig illegal.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was only certain months.
Nope.
Gotcha.
24/7, 365, or 366 if it happens to be a leap year. Walking the Gulf beaches, Sanibel to Venice.
That's actually doing really good. Lots of snookle on the surf.
Big ones, little ones?
Mixture of both, but mostly small ones. But there's been a few decent ones being seen and a couple being caught.
If you wanted to catch a decent one?
I would be going out right before sunset and fishing into the nighttime, or right before sunrise and fishing till about a half hour after the sun comes up.
And fishing with?
I got no problems throwing shrimp or like a paddle tail. I'm going to throw like a 3-inch or a 4-inch shad tail. Would be my personal choice just because it's my confidence factor.
Right. This is the one time when I want to throw a bigger soft plastic. You think about what those big girls are in there eating, and they do eat the little stuff, of course, but, you know, they're doing their spawn thing. Their energy needs are high, so if they can get a little mullet or a little whiting, not a dinky one, you know, something in that 6-8-inch range, that's maybe a little bit better.
Right.
So... anything else going on here besides the snooks?
Some whiting. A couple pompano. Some Spanish mackerel. Heard of a couple big ladyfish being hooked out there. That was at Inglewood Beach where Teresa's been fishing. She caught a couple bigger ladyfish along with her 36 or 38-inch snook.
Nice.
She thought it was a shark at first because it literally ran her out to the... almost to the other side of the bar.
Hmm.
And then she got to turn around and it came up and bobbed its head a little bit at her. She's like, well, this is not a shark.
Not a shark. Bluefish?
No reports of them.
Sharks?
A couple.
Flounder?
Nope.
Trout?
Yeah, actually. Forgot about that. There's been a few trout, but those were down towards Cayo Costa. Out along the beach there.
Okay.
A few Spanish mackerel.
Doom, doom, doo, doo. Okay. Guitar fish?
No.
Just checking. Matlachet.
That would be cool, though. Matlachet, I've got no reports.
No reports. If you want a guitar fish, I mean, they like crustaceans a lot, but, yeah,
You would think they'd follow the black drum then.
I'm going to go with, if you really want to get tarfish, take one of those little tarpon crabs and put it on a weighted rig so that it sinks down to the bottom, and then just drift bare open sand between, let's say, 10 and 20 feet deep. I think that's going to give you your best possible shot at a guitar fish.
Okay.
If you don't know what a guitar fish is, then Google it.
Right.
Look at it. And it's like a sawfish without the saw.
Yep. They're neat, though.
They're not doing real well because of all the beach renourishment, but there still are some out there.
Yeah.
Get a photo of one while you can. Pine Island Sound.
Let's see. Spanish mackerel. And a few trout. Not a lot, but a few. And then, of course, redfish and snook scattered throughout all the bushes down there. And then there's been a handful of tarpon.
How's the mangrove situation down here? Mangrove snapper situation.
I haven't heard very many reports of them down there yet. They got to be coming out of the Cape Coral canals and everything. I just haven't heard too many reports. And I think part of it is just it's, you know, the weather, the people are more interested in chasing the tarpon down there right now. Kind of a mixed,
yeah. Hokey dokey. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Got nothing for there.
No reports. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Some snook. A few redfish. And then on top of the bar over there, they've been getting a couple of the sharp nose and black nose, along with a handful of ladyfish. I'm trying to think, that's about it.
Okay. The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Handful of snook, but mostly extremely slow, and the juvenile tarpon are starting to move out of some of those back creeks, so guys are seeing them, they just aren't catching them yet. That's really the only reports I've gotten over there. My buddy said even the snook inside the Pirate Harbor Canal has slowed way down this week.
Okay, Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Nothing except for mangrove snapper and Alligator Creek.
Well, that, Robert, is something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ponce de Leon Park.
Mangrove snapper. Mangrove snapper.
Big ones, little ones?
A mixture of both. And then they've also been seeing a couple of black drum coming through. And, of course, they're still seeing and catching some of the undersized snook.
Okie doke, the PGI Canals and General Punta Gorda area. Are there any mangrove snapper, Robert?
Lots of mangrove snapper. Lots and lots of mangrove snapper, especially at the mouths. The black drum have been semi-schooling. One here, four there, 10 here. But there's also been some bigger bull sharks in those canals. Like, the one guy got was six. He said it was 6 to 6.5 foot long.
That is a big bull shark for a canal.
Yeah.
What are they doing in there?
I don't know. It's like the third one I've heard of. The ones I've just seen. But, like, even my neighbor catching that 4.5 footer surprised me. Because, I mean, it was a solid 4.5 foot fish. And that's a chunk for being in our canal. But the one thing that two of the people have told me is that there's been medium to tarpon-sized threadies in and out of the canals in there for, like, the last week.
Okay, that's weird, too.
And I asked the guy if it was manhaden, and he said, no, it's thread fins, because he cast netted a few on his way to go out over towards Ponce to look for snook.
Okay.
So, a little strange that there's good numbers of thread fins in there. And multiple he said it's not just in one spot. He said he's seeing them in multiple different canals.
Okay.
A little strange.
Any jacks in there chasing him?
Yes. He's been catching jacks up to 10 pounds, but most of them have been on about the 5-pound range. And he's been catching all those on topwaters. That's what he hooked one of the sharks on, was one of his little 5-pound jacks that he put out there for bait. Mm.
Okay. A little 5-pound jack.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's...
it's a good jack.
I'm thinking, that's you know, it, a 1-pound jack is a fine bait. Yeah, 5-pounder is, geez.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to throw one of those out behind the house, except for I'm not going to land them because it's going to go under the bridge.
Yep. But you'll have a fight for a brief period of time.
For 50 feet.
Just put it on a winch.
Mm-hmm. That's no fun.
You see what it is?
I don't want to do that.
Then put it on a hand line.
Okay. I'll not do that.
Come on. Mano a mano, no stretch, just you and the fish tug of war.
No.
Well, I tell you what, we'll put a rope around your waist and I'll hold that rope.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I'm just rod and reel, no rope. All right. No fishing
fine,
line. No.
Fine.
None of that.
Purist. The Gilchrist Pier.
Some small snapper. And a handful of small trout. And two young men that were super, super happy that you put them on the front cover.
Well.
At least grandfather was. Grandpa was proud, proud moment.
They looked like they were having a good time, so.
Well,
you know,
it's a good picture because someone else commented on it and said, this is awesome because it reminds me of when I was a little kid with some
exactly.
of our fish that
exactly.
we caught.
Exactly.
That's what he said when he was at the counter. He's like, this is just good stuff right here.
Yep.
So you did a fine job with the picture there.
Yep. And I try to mix it up with the waterline covers. You know, I try to get some of the big, impressive fish out there. But, you know, you get kids out there who are just having an awesome time fishing, and you know, I don't care what they catch. If they catch a mangrove snapper, that's great. If they've got a catfish, that's great. As long as they're out there having a good time,
yes.
That's what counts.
Exactly.
So, you know, I never see Florida sportsmen doing that, but
nope.
Whatever. Alligator Creek Reef.
Nothing.
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 Did anybody fish there?
No.
Okay.
Not that I heard anyway.
All right. The 20-foot holes.
Nothing. There should be maybe some snapper and Spanish mackerel going through, but I have not had any reports, so that's just my crystal ball, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I know over the next 2 weeks, the tarpon should start to slowly move in there after this moon, but since there's not really any tarpon in the past, I'm just throwing stuff up against the wall to see what sticks.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea. I haven't heard of it being this slow for the primary hill tide.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be.
Have you ever heard of it this
time?
No. No. So it's very much an odd one to me.
It should be totally bananas out there with the number of fish.
Should be.
And it's just not.
Mm-mm.
But on the other hand, you know, Tampa boys have been bragging about how good it is up there.
Right.
So.
No,
I haven't heard anybody mentioning how great it is at Homosassa, but
nope.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, that brings us to the bait fish report.
Okay.
There are threadies in the PGI canals.
Yep. There are. And then there's threadies scattered throughout the whole center of the harbor around the holes. And then the white bait is kind of mixed in with some small threadies at marker 2. And over by the... what is that? Fisherman's Village. Got a good mix of bait. And that the white bait that's mixed in with the threadies is most of it's pretty decent size.
Okay.
But it's a mixture of both.
Any bait further down?
Not that I've heard of.
Okay. So your Devilfish, Jug Creek?
Haven't heard of any down there.
Okay.
I'm sure it is, but I just haven't heard of it.
That's all right. Freshwater report.
Bass.
Now, the last time we did this report, we were talking about how terrible it was and how we needed rain in the interim, because that was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
We did have a little bit of rain.
Yes.
And most of it just soaked right into the ground.
But some of those areas were flowing, like some of those spillways along Hillsboro.
Uh-huh.
They were flowing.
Okay.
And pushing over some fish. They were catching bass up to 5 pounds, but mostly like 2 pounds.
Okay.
They were also catching some bluegill and the Mayan cichlids. Okay. And it's all been on a variety of stuff. Guys are catching them on some of the soft plastics, the beetle spins, inline spinners. Shiners obviously have been the best thing still for the bass, but they did pick up a few on lizards and worms for the bass. One guy showed Cliff the picture. I didn't look at the picture, but it was a 10-plus-pound fish. Hmm. He was claiming it was 13, but it was 10-plus-pounds, I would venture the way Cliff was looking at it and explaining it. But he caught that on a topwater.
Okay.
At one of the little ponds somewhere there off of Peachland. Like, I'm assuming he was fishing like one of those ponds by the condos back in there, or the apartments, right. Whatever they are.
Yep.
You know, but there's also a couple oddball little ponds tucked back in there around little parks.
Yes.
So he could have been in there.
Okay. But the rain definitely helped things.
Oh, significantly.
Okay.
It turned it from off to good, but not phenomenal.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now we need a little more.
Yes, we do. But I think we'll get that this week.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's kind of looking like it. Just glad I'm not in northern Mexico right now.
Why is that?
They're getting a lot of rain. Mm. That little named storm that moved in there.
Yep. Alberto.
Alberto. They're getting a little...
Have you noticed a new term that they're using this year that I really don't remember having seen before?
Unalived?
Tropical rainstorm.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never heard
so
that before.
So not a tropical depression, not a tropical storm, but a tropical rainstorm. That's what they called that thing that blew across us last week.
Really?
And that's what they were calling the thing that was getting ready to go up into the Carolinas, a tropical rainstorm.
Nice. That's all right. They're having AI start to do some of those predictions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see how that works out.
Well, I don't think an AI is any worse than a traditional meteorologist.
Yeah. True.
Okie doke. Now the Tarpon reports. Okay. So here we have the Tarpon map in front of us. And we put the red dots in the places where we have the best bet for a hookup. Robert?
Boca Pass.
Boca Pass.
Gasparilla Pass.
Even though you just told me there ain't no fish in Boca Pass, but
not
that's okay.
Not many fish.
Red dots for Austin. All right.
Yep.
So Gasparilla Pass and Boca Pass.
Yep.
Anyplace else I can put a red dot?
Just off of Boca Pass.
Just off of Boca Pass. Badoomp. Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Then there's the yellow dots. The yellow dots are, it's a 50-50. Maybe you go and you do well. Maybe you go and it sucks. Big winky. Where can I put a yellow dot?
I would put the yellow dot from Gasparilla Pass all the way up to Sharkies.
All the way up to Sharkies on the beach. There we go. Some yellow dots just dinking around. And all right, yellow dots.
And then a couple of them from Boca to Captiva.
Boca to Captiva. What about from Gasparilla to Boca?
I haven't heard much there.
Okay. I'm asking.
I'm telling.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's my job to ask.
I know it is.
All right.
I suppose you could put it all the way down that whole shoreline, too. But
I could. But I'm skipping the area where you hadn't heard about anything happening there. Now, how far down am I going with these yellow dots? Am I going all the way to the mouth of the river here, Caloosahatchee?
No, Captiva, because that's as far as I've heard.
Okay. All right.
They're definitely weird out there, that's for sure.
All right. Anyplace else I can put a yellow dot?
Nope.
All right. Then we've got the white dots. The white dots are the iffy spots. But there might be a fish.
Sure.
You know? Maybe. That's where I'm going to put these white dots here off the coast of Gasparilla Island between Boca Grande Pass and Gasparilla Pass because, you know, it seems reasonable if you're getting reports in other areas to just get NHTSA reports from there.
Absolutely.
Is there any place else I can put a white dot, sir?
Nope.
I can't put a white dot anywhere in the ICW. I can't put one here in the 20-foot holes. I can't put one up here at the 41 bridge. Nothing?
Nope.
All right.
That's
going to
change in the next 2 weeks. But
this
nope.
is a weird-looking tarpon map.
It is.
But okay. We go with what we've got for reports.
That's all we got, unfortunately. All
right. Is there anything that you would like to add to this report?
Just like you said, watch the foul weather. These thunderstorms can be calm and nice, but if that storm gets close enough to you, it can turn it nasty real quick.
And let's be very clear. Those things can F up your day.
Yes, they can.
So let's not be out there taking these things lightly. You know, don't be that guy who's like, hey, look, a water spout. I think I can drive right under it and I'll be fine. You know, don't do that.
Yeah, let's drive through it and check it out.
Yeah, just because you saw some moron do it on TikTok doesn't mean that you can do it.
Yeah, it's not a real good idea.
They are tornadoes, and they do come in different strengths. And if you don't know exactly what strength you're driving into, then, hey, maybe you will be famous, but maybe you won't get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So... yeah.
That's crazy.
Let's not monkey around with this stuff,
no.
Okay?
No.
Okay.
Go have fun and be safe with it.
Finally, you had some words of wisdom to close this thing off with. I cannot tell you how happy I am.
There you go.
To have gotten some Robert words of wisdom. You guys should feel extraordinarily blessed for that. All right. But it's over now, so say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.